Tom, are you presenting the standings of the division like you did last year to the team?
Always.
This early part?
Yeah. Always.
As you head into the division, you know, obviously it looks like more than last year, there's some teams running away with it. The Eagles playing very well. Does that change the perception, I guess?
I just present it as a fact. Here's the records and who's playing where, and so on and so forth.
Tom, last time your team saw Kirk Cousins live was at the end of the season last year. You guys played very well against him.
Right.
Obviously, last week was a different story. How do you present the Kirk Cousins story to your team?
All you got to do is put the tape on. He's 45 points, two games. He's throwing the ball very well, the deep ball, the percentage passes, all kinds of yardage. They've done a very nice job in terms of adjusting their style of play, and he's played well.
Does he look different to you at all than maybe last time?
I don't know about different. He's the same player, but he's playing very well.
Tom, coming off the win and obviously on a short week, how do you want your players to respond to this challenge?
Divisional game of critical importance. Playing away, I want them to be, and I talked to them about this morning, I want it, the hunger and the desire and so on and so forth, the will to prepare to win that I saw last week, I'd like for every week for the remainder of the season. I'd like that attitude to prevail. So we've talked about a bunch of things along those lines, and I think they've... yesterday is you're emotional coming off a game. It's not out of your system yet. Today they were good.
Tom, from the start of the season to last week, is Eli looking more comfortable in the offense now?
I think he is. I think he is, yeah. I think he's, he's grown each week. He's done the type of things he's had to do. He controls the no huddle very, very well. He's communicated well with receivers and with the offensive line in terms of changing protections when necessary. And he's throwing the ball well. He's throwing it in good rhythm. His feet have been good. Hopefully, we can continue to build on that.
Every team in offense seems to have their go-to plays, plays that they feel like they can rely on and when they need to play the most. Do you guys feel like you're there yet? I mean, I saw you ran I think Eli said you ran the same play at one point three times in a row the other day.
Well, that was the start of the second half, and we were making plays with that running play, so we just stayed with it.
But do you feel in general you have plays where you could sort of lean on at this point?
I think so. Players first. Players first, then plays.
Do you have to watch Jennings this week off the heavy workload in the short?
We have been. He's a highly, highly conditioned athlete, and we talked about his normal routine and how that changes a little bit this week. But he appears to be doing well, and I think he's moving right along on pace to be good to go on Thursday.
Tom, we understand that Odell practiced today on a limited basis. How did he look, and did he make it through without a setback?
He did. He practiced, did some individual. It wasn't the most extensive of individuals, but he did that, and his load is to increase as he goes along now.
Is there any shot at him for this week, or is it you're kind of looking more at next week for him as a possibility?
Well, I think it's in the future.
Who was that about, Tom? It's impossible to hear.
Beckham. He asked if he took practice today. Yes, he did.
And John Beeson's availability for Thursday?
Well, he practiced today. We look at him every morning and see how he feels and so on and so forth. So, he did okay today, and we'll see what it's like tomorrow.
Is it a new
deal with his foot as far as
John?
Yeah, as far as what he's wearing and how they're it's the same as last time.
I think it is, yes.
When you look at the special teams, obviously there's probably been more miscues than you'd have liked to see. Is it at all some of the same stuff as last year, or is this totally different and independent of that? Some of the mistakes on special teams.
Well, we don't roll the ball back on field goals, if that's what you're talking about. And that was one, and we had a young guy that'll never make that mistake again on the fake punt. So it's sometimes you have to learn that way. It's unfortunate, but you do.
Last question. Has
DRC lived up to what you thought he was going to be?
I think he plays a little bit better each week, and I think he's the surroundings and his responsibilities and his accountability to his teammates and his team, I think that grows every week, and I think he's enjoying that part of it.